USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Wednesday that all American troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September 11th. About 2,500 troops are currently still in country. Biden says now is the time to end the country's 20-year war.
After consulting closely with our allies and partners, with our military leaders and intelligence personnel, with our diplomats and our development experts, with the Congress and the Vice President, as well as with Mr. Ghani and many others around the world, I've concluded that it's time to end America's longest war. It's time for American troops to come home.
And one person is dead and 12 more are missing after a 190-foot lift boat capsized Tuesday off the coast of Louisiana. The massive vessel capsized in a severe storm with 80 to 90 mile an hour wind gusts recorded. The Coast Guard says they rescued 6 of the 19 people who were aboard at the time of the accident. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
Vice President Kamala Harris says she'll be heading to Central America as soon as possible to try to deal with the surge in migrants at the southern border diplomatically. Tim Berg reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday she has no plans to visit the U.S. southern border, but she's looking forward to a trip soon to Mexico and Guatemala to address the core causes of the surging illegal immigration from Central America.
A large part of our focus is diplomatic in terms of what we can do in a way that is about working with these countries. So, for example, I have talked with the President of Mexico, the President of Guatemala. We have plans in the work to go to Guatemala as soon as possible, given all of the restrictions in terms of COVID and things of that nature.
Harris speaking at a roundtable discussion regarding immigration on Wednesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A CDC advisory committee declined to make any new recommendations on the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine after a meeting on Wednesday, instead saying that it would look at more data surrounding the 6 cases of blood clots in people who had received the shot. The 6 women between ages 18 and 48 developed the clots 6 to 13 days after receiving the vaccination. Dr. Atul Gawande says the pause can probably be lifted for those 50 and older. The professor at the Harvard School of Public Health tells CNBC that 2 pieces of new data lead him to believe the pause only needs to stay on for younger people.
Number one, they were able to calculate the risk for women who were ages 20 to 50 who got the vaccine longer than 2 weeks ago. And that was closer to 1 in 13,000. And that was part of the reason to want to pause. There are most of the women who got vaccinated in the last 2 weeks, we haven't seen their reports come out. Second, they recognized a case of a man, age 25, in the Johnson & Johnson trial who had a cerebral hemorrhage from the same type of blood clot. And so they want to assess whether young men are at risk. However, I think there is enough information to know that for people over 50, this is safe.
And the Houston Astros have placed 5 players on the injured list for health and safety protocols. All-stars Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman and DH Yordan Alvarez, catcher Martin Maldonado, and infielder Robel Garcia were all placed on the list, though team officials would not say whether or not any of the players had tested positive for COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.